Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We're taking our little pause here to talk with our assignment editor, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. We're talking about Taurus in this particular part of the calendar, as we are, this being the fifth day of the fifth month of the 12th year of the 21st century. Beth, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We are, again, talking about the whole aspect of the astrological signs and their meanings, if you will, in terms of how they affect and influence us as individuals, as well as we'll get into, I think, in time, that aspect of how it affects us on a collective level. And I know that there are some general terms. Let's recap a little bit of the characteristics, if you will, of Taurus.
Yes. Well, one of the things I love the most about Taurus is that, you know, it's an earth sign, and they're very steady. They're very reliable, dependable. They don't shy away from hard work. They like to get things done. They like results. And because they're so, they're one of the softer earth signs in a way, Taurus rules the arts and beauty and harmony and balance. And because of that combination of, steadfast, getting things done, and beauty and harmony, it's not so cutthroat as some of the other signs. It likes to get things done in a way that feels good and is harmonious and fair. And so Taurians can be fun people to have around.
Taurians. Sounds like they're from another planet.
Yeah.
Now, no disrespect to anybody who is a Taurus, but it is an interesting way of looking at our lives through these signs and symbols.
Right.
And again, it's focusing primarily on the Western modes. And I know you've studied a lot of the other aspects of some of the other modalities. I know you're not, say, an expert in them, but
right.
I know you've drawn in some of that information. Are there corollaries between some of the other facets or how shall I say, sects of astrology?
Or methods.
Methods. Okay, let's go with methods.
One of the things that I do like are those areas of overlap. And in the Vedic astrology, there are some deep similarities. And it draws back to the ruling planet. Every sign has a ruling planet. And Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus. And Venus has the same, and the signs ruled by Venus have most of the same characteristics in the Vedic as they do in the Western astrology. And, the Venus influence, again, it's kind of Rodney King in that it constantly asks, can't we all just get along? Can't we all just get along? And what's it going to take? And so with a lot of Taurus going on, or if you've got a lot of Taurians around you, one of the things to always be, again, focused on is results and solutions. And not, the lowest common denominator solution. It's the solution that works for the highest good of all involved.
Now, there's no inferior, superior astrological symbol or sign.
Right.
But each of the signs has its own very unique characteristics. But you even mentioned in a previous program that in spite of that fact that, say, a person was born under the sign of Taurus, they're going to have aspects of many of the other signs in their chart as well.
Yes. Yes. All of the other signs. It's
okay.
Just about how and where and when.
What the balance is.
What the balance is. And one of the things that I do like about astrology is that it helps reframe your life lessons. For example, if you're someone with a lot of Taurus in your astrological chart, you will have the ability to help people get along. You will have the ability to make things beautiful, but you will also have some life lessons as well. And it's kind of a more forgiving way to look at your personal assets and liabilities.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I know, too, that there are some folks who swear by it. I mean, this is their life. This is who they are, and this is why they are the way that they are. But it doesn't explain away our individual behaviors, meaning we're still responsible.
Exactly. There is still the personal accountability and responsibility. And, you know, the thing I like the most about astrology is that for those of us who are kind of heavily invested, shall we say, in growth and forward motion and transformation, this kind of tool, astrology, regardless of what kind of astrology you use, mm-hmm. can be very helpful. It will show you the gifts you have to share with the world, and it will show you where you need to work a little harder or improve your game.
And you may have already said this, and we'll talk about it in the next program next week. And we look forward to having you on, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com and 963-0842. Beth, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.